Welcome to Chapter 2, Implementation. In Chapter 2, we're going to be talking about how you implement the multiple streams of music income self-study program into your actual business. Section A, we'll look at the timeline. Section B, we'll look at how you manage conflicting priorities. And in Section C, we're going to create the plan and the system. Let's get started with Section 2A, the Multiple Streams Timeline. Multiple Streams of Music Income is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You will be implementing this program in three phases, and you can expect to take from 7 months to a year to fully implement this into your business. In Phase 1, you'll be exploring the problems and solutions for your niche. First, of course, you're going to have to choose your niche. And then you'll be getting to know them, getting inside their heads, and designing your solutions to their biggest problems, needs, and desires. You can expect this phase to take from 0 to 3 months. Don't be looking to be making a lot of income or additional revenue during this phase. This is really your investigation, your research and development phase. In Phase 2, you'll be driving traffic to your various landing places, your website, your social media. This section takes from 4 to 6 months, and the primary focus of this is building your list, not making money. So this isn't as much about sales as it is about introducing yourself and getting to know people. In Phase 3, that's when the income begins. You can expect Phase 3 to take from 7 to 12 months. This is the final part of the program, but really you're going to be working this phase forever because it's what you do with Phase 1 and Phase 2 leads you to Phase 3. This is where the revenue will begin, and this is where you take your list from 1,000 and build it to many, many, many people. So let's talk in a bit more detail about these phases. In Phase 1, you're choosing your niche, and you're finding out their problems and designing your solutions. So this is really the foundation building steps 1 through 4 of the Multiple Streams program. In this step, you're going to choose your niche, but then really get into the hearts and minds of your prospective customers, clients, and fans. And the point of this is that people buy from the people they know, they like, they trust, and you need to understand them at a deeper level in order for them to feel like they know you, like you, and trust you. It's where you're going to be creating a solid foundation for your marketing efforts that will not only bring you more customers or more income, but a foundation that's going to create lifetime fans, people who are going to be with you forever. And that's the point. This phase, a lot of people find a little challenging because you're not going to see a lot of external results. And so the most important part of this phase is to have patience, perseverance, and curiosity. The point is that you are getting to know them and you're getting to understand them. You're crawling inside their hearts and their minds. And so you must be voraciously curious, but also have a lot of patience and perseverance as you do this research and development. In Phase 2, you're going to be driving traffic. The key to the success in this phase is twofold. First of all, you need to create systems, because as you build your multiple streams business, as you become more and more public and successful, you're going to get busier and busier. And so you want to have the systems built to maintain and sustain your increased activity so that you don't fall into the roller coaster experience of businesses where you are only really bringing in new business when you're in the marketing phase, but then you get too busy to market, and so then business slows down again. So you want to have a continually increasing and expanding business, and the only way to do that is to create systems. The second key to success in this phase is to be professional and personal, not just personable. Meaning, it's not just about being pleasant, it's about being real. You want to be professional, but you also want to be real. You want people to feel like they're getting to know who you actually really are. And you can be both professional and personal. Consistency leads to cash in this section. So the more consistently you are marketing and driving traffic, raising your profile, connecting with and engaging with your audience, the more consistent you are in all of those activities, the more cash you're going to bring. The other key concepts in this section is test, test, test. This is not about throwing spaghetti against the wall haphazardly. It's about intentionally testing something, seeing how it works, testing it again, seeing how it works, adjusting one small thing, seeing if that changes anything. That means testing. And the only way that testing works is if you're also measuring your results. So the mistake that a lot of people make is they throw a lot of spaghetti against the wall, but since they're not really measuring their results or where their results are coming from, it's hard for them to know which piece of spaghetti actually made a difference. And so they just end up adding more spaghetti and not really being able to build a system that leads consistently to cash. So you need to know what works so you can repeat it. And you need to know what doesn't work so you don't repeat it. This is all about creating a lean, efficient, and effective marketing machine. So you have to test and you have to measure. In phase three, this is really where your income begins to show up. And here's the thing you have to remember. It's really critical. There are no shortcuts. You can't just start this program and say, well, I just want to jump to phase three because I just want to make money. It doesn't work. If it worked, you'd already be doing it. Okay? There's no shortcut. You have to work phases one and phases two in order to make phase three really pay. You want to draw your fans deeper into your funnel, which means drawing them deeper into relationship with you. Phase three builds on and continues phase one and two. You're never going to stop researching who your fans are and what they want, need, and desire, because their needs will change. And if you don't change with them, you will die. And there are example after example after example of businesses littering the roads of our nation who did not really understand this. You have to understand the needs of your customers and you have to adjust to that always and ongoing. And the way you do that is by actually being in relationship with them, not pretending a relationship, not faking it, but really actually being in relationship with them so you can see their needs change and adjust accordingly. So phases one and phases two are continuous. Phase two, because you're always looking to expand your market, you're always looking to continually be drawing new people into your funnel. What phase three does is take the people who are already in your funnel deeper and turns them into customers, clients, and lifetime fans. In phase three is also when you polish your systems because you're getting a sense of what works, but the more you work a system, the more you can polish it, sharpen it, and delegate it. So very often in phase three, as the money starts coming in, you start bringing in other people to run the systems you already established. And the other thing that begins to happen in phase three is you begin to think about the next niche. Because as you are really fully invested in phase three, new niches are going to start exposing themselves to you. They're going to start saying, ooh, this person's kind of interesting. And then you can create an entire new funnel working through phase one, phase two, phase three with a whole new niche market. And that's really how you grow your business. Okay? So those are the three phases of the multiple streams process.